Good morning. And how are you? Today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. And we focus on Jesus, the Good Shepherds, the Good Shepherd. Yesterday was my 29th anniversary, and how the priests need to be good shepherds. And as often, when we get to this every year, that's what I focus on. And I examine my conscience to think, have I been a good shepherd or a bad shepherd? And a lot of times I've been a good shepherd, and a lot of times I've been a bad shepherd. Depends on the day sometimes, right? You know, it just depends. We're all like that reality. We had a great time in Germany, and the people who came with us, we had a fine time, prayed for you every day, whether you're listening to this now, wherever you happen to be, but we prayed every day. If you got to see some of the pictures there, came back happy, and then came back, I have been so good. And then for 2 weeks, I ate all these meals, and then I got sick. See what happens when you eat. Fasting is better for you. Just one meal a day. Don't eat. It's bad. And so I ended up getting one of these sinus infections, which I've never had before. You ever had a sinus infection? Your teeth hurt, your ears hurt, your face walks and explode all over you. Last night, I couldn't sleep at all. I was literally on the floor, bent over my bed, hanging this way, sitting in a corner. Couldn't do it. It was horrendous. And yesterday, I called the doctor. He sent me some antibiotics. So I went over to the antibiotics, bought the stuff. Came back, and as I'm coming up the back alley, you know, when you turn back here, I run out of gas. So I'm stuck in the back of the alley, no gas. I wasn't a happy camper. I don't know if you could know that. I wasn't being a good shepherd at that moment. I got out, couldn't do anything, but the DME retreat was going on. Oh, the nice DME people. So I had to go in the middle of it and say, don't bother me. I need some guys to push me. So my car is sitting out there with no gas right now. But anyway, and that's how we get to here. And as I was reflecting on me and whether I was a good shepherd, the Lord said, why do you waste so much time on you? I said, I hate when he does that to me. Because when we get to the second reading, he says, we are God's children. Correct? Is that what it says? Who is the first child of God? Jesus. So when he calls us the children of God, he says that we all must be Jesus. So that means we all must be good shepherds. We're all shepherds, and we're all called to lay down our life for our sheep. Huh? And again, you do that, those of you who are mothers, when you're sick and you got to take care of your husband who's also sick, but if it comes between you and him, you'll sit there and take care of him, huh? You sit there and will lay down your life for him and for your children. For you fathers, you lay down your life for your family. That the job today isn't just to look at, as we've been doing in our diocese the last couple weeks, about do we have good shepherds or bad shepherds. It's very easy to sit back and look at people and judge them whether they have been a good shepherd or a bad shepherd. It's very easy to do that. I've done it. I'm sure all of us have. But what we got to do is know that you and I are also called to be these shepherds. That you and I are also called, because part of being a child of God is about laying down my life for others. And so when I'm examining about how just the shepherds of the church are, and again, when people pick on the Holy Father and different things, whether he's a good shepherd or bad shepherd, let's just focus on ourselves this week, huh? Let's just focus on ourselves. And think, how's the Lord calling me to be a better shepherd? How's he calling me to the people he has brought into my life to lay down my life for them? How's he calling me to live a life for others more? And when you and I focus on that reality, there isn't much time to be judging everybody else about whether they're being good shepherds or not, because we're trying to work on ourselves to be better shepherds. Shepherds, my phone is going off. I don't understand that at all. Anyway, so today, as we celebrate the feast of the Good Shepherd, let's also focus on that we are called to be good shepherds with him. He's the perfect shepherd, we are not. But let's ask for the grace that we'll become better shepherds every day of our lives. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Matron O's love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.